This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 5 years, five long years.
Stocks all around the world are tanking.
Lehman Brothers had 26,000 some odd employees. And
somehow we just missed that home prices don't go up forever.
Crisis.
If you were in college 5 years ago or had just graduated when Lehman Brothers went down, the financial crisis probably felt a little bit like seeing your future evaporate right before your eyes. The thousands upon thousands of students who came out of school into one of the worst job markets in memory are this era's lost generation. Lost wages, lost promotions, lost opportunities. Things are starting to get back to normal, with unemployment a bit lower and jobs opening up. But Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports that for the unlucky class of 08, what's gone may be gone for good.
I graduated in May of 2009.
I am 24, and I graduated in 2011.
I graduated in December of 2007.
Searching for a job back then was really tough.
You start out kind of optimistic, thinking, yeah, I'll totally get a job.
It feels kind of self-defeating sometimes.
I applied to over 300 individual positions.
You were lucky to get an interview.
It took me about, I guess, 7-8 months.
About 9 months.
A little more than a year and a half, about 2 years.
I don't think any of us expected when we went into college in 2005 that it would be so difficult.
That was Ben Bradley, Sydney Lynch, Alicia Weeks, Danielle Jaffe, and Julie Shetanikova. The good news is a few years on, all of them have found jobs of one sort or another. The bad news...
On average, young people that enter the labor market when job opportunities are so weak don't do well. They will, as a group, have lower wages, fewer opportunities than they otherwise would have.
Heidi Shierholz is a labor economist with the Economic Policy Institute, and she's not talking theoretically. Researchers have followed people who entered the job market during recessions in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. They start off making between 8 and 20% less.
Hi, this is Danielle.
Danielle Jaffe. University of Maryland, class of 09, business degree. After a year of interning for free, she got a job in international development.
I remember when my then manager was offering me the position, said the salary, he prefaced it with, you know, this is a little lower than we have in the past, but this is what we can offer you at this time. I was happy I had a job.
But that little bit can add up.
The negative impact of entering a labor market during a downturn can follow you for 1 to 2 decades.
That's Shierholz at EPI. And yeah, that's not just because you start out making less, but a lot of people start out below their skill level. You know, a paralegal instead of a lawyer. The underemployment rate for young college grads is 18%, twice what it was before the recession.
I actually went back into lifeguarding because I knew it was a job that I could get and I had rent to pay.
Alicia Weeks majored in poli-sci and fine arts at UC Santa Cruz. She graduated in 07. She was thinking congressional campaigns and art galleries, not sunblock.
It's been pretty hard emotionally. You have these ideas coming out of college of what your life is going to be like, and now you're doing the exact same thing you did before you went to college.
If this recession is like previous ones, Weeks and many others will eventually work their way up to the salaries they would be earning if they graduated during good times. But the earnings they've missed out on in the meantime?
These are really kind of permanent losses. This is the thing that always makes my undergraduates look really sad.
Abigail Wozniak is an economics professor at Notre Dame.
When we say they catch up, it means they just catch up to where they would have been if you'd started in a better period. It's not like you make up those 10 years of earning, you know, 10, 15, or 5% less than you would have been earning.
For some people, that could mean delaying a down payment on a house or waiting to get married. And for those taking the double hit of a lousy paying job and a boatload of student loan debt, it could mean years of struggling. The student loan default rate is now around 9%. Double what it was before the recession. But all is not lost for the so-called lost generation, says Till Van Wachter, an economist at Columbia University. To succeed, he says, they have to do what may seem like the hardest thing of all. Keep trying and hold out until the right job comes along.
A, be patient, but also be an active job searcher.
He says jobs are coming back and will come back, and it's important for young people to stay mobile and flexible for as long as possible. Relocate, try something different.
If they settle too early, they settle with that lower quality job.
Even so, the pressure is on for recession grads. Now they're competing with yearly crops of new people who don't have huge blank spaces on their resume. According to the latest jobs data, the unemployment rate for 24-year-olds is still the slowest to recover. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.